Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hammy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 635 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined yet again by Jacob York. You wanted more? You got more. More York this week, and we're going to discuss his role in Urinetown, which is currently on offer at Nashville Repertory Theater. So we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Do you like what you hear? You got a thought about it? You want to express that thought? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter @inexplicableDS, @inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So, let's get on with the interview.
Credit? No credit? High-interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, IDSers, I am joined again for 2 weeks in a row. How lucky are us? 2 weeks in a row with Jacob York. Welcome, Jacob. How are you? We're going to talk today about your role in Urinetown and Nashville Rep, so welcome.
Yeah. Hello, I am very happy to be back. 2 weeks in a row, I do feel pretty special.
It's a convenient of calendar. So you're so what makes this what is your fourth or fifth, sixth show for the rep?
This is my sixth show. Yeah, wow. It has been really wonderful to be able to work so much for this company that I love so much. I've said for the past several years, even though I lived in Atlanta for a long time, I'm not necessarily based out of Atlanta anymore. But it has been really remarkable that the theater I consider to be my home theater, is Nashville Rep. So yeah, I love it.
So, you're in town and, for those who have lived under a rock, what's the Breeders' Digest version of Urinetown?
In the very near future, when water has become an incredibly scarce commodity, people have to pay to use public bathrooms. Private bathrooms are essentially a thing of the past. People only use public bathrooms, and it is about putting the boot down on the poorest of the poor, making sure that they pay their pennies to pee.
So it's timely.
Yeah, it is a 20-year-old play that has only become more and more terrifyingly accurate and relevant.
So you're which character are you?
I am Officer Lockstock, who is on one hand the narrator of the show, but on the other hand essentially the long arm of the law, serving Caldwell B. Cladwell, who is the head of the company. You're in good company.
You're in good company.
Yeah.
So, Like I said before, last week, I knew you as an actor, and we discussed you as a player. Have you always been an actor, singer, dancer type? Or
this is my first musical in 8 years. I have only done one other show that I would really consider a musical professionally. It was Academy at Aurora Theater in Atlanta, and I have not touched a musical since then. I was incredibly nervous coming into this show, let me tell you.
So how do you fare as a singer-actor type?
I think that I don't know that I'm much of a dancer. I think I'm a mover. I think I'm a better singer than I give myself credit for, but I think that the real reason that you want me in this part is because I am talking directly to the audience a whole bunch, and ain't nobody better at talking to the audience than I am.
So what has been your challenge then as in this world, just kind of overcoming musical theater phobia?
That is 100% it. I have been so stressed out and self-conscious about not feeling comfortable as a singer. And I even said to the music director when we began week two, I said to her, "Hey, I had a conversation with myself the other day, and I'm just going to put this aside and trust that you are not going to let me go on stage sounding like an idiot." So, yeah. And yeah. She, you know, to my knowledge, she has not.
Well, who is the musical director?
Kelsey Fulton.
Okay. All right.
Who has been incredible. Mm-hmm. She has been wonderful. It has been a really remarkable run with her, with the director, Jason Tucker, you know, everyone involved behind the scenes, on the stage. It has been the only way to describe all of the people that are involved in this show is delightful. It has been a wonderful experience.
That's outstanding to hear. I'm glad to hear that. I also suffer from musical theater phobia. but yet I've done two this past year, but each time I can totally relate to the, "Oh my God, I am awful. This is terrible. They just like me so much. They don't want to tell me that I'm not good enough," you know, which is just a really bizarre kind of mindset to have. Cause going out on a regular play, no problem. Don't have any issues. Don't have any lack of confidence. I don't know what it is about musical theater.
I had one day during tech where I was driving home, and I am lucky enough to be doing the show with my wife, Galen Crawley. And I was driving home and had like a total meltdown. Was like, "Oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing, blah, 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 blah." But the next day I went in, and it was the best that it has been. So, you know, sometimes I guess you just have to go through one of those dark nights of the soul.
You know? I guess so. I mean, it, you know, they literally say you got to do something, once a year that scares you?
Yeah, exactly. It scares me, and I feel like I landed on my feet. I'm feeling pretty good about it by now.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you've got, you know, Galen's wonderful support there as well as everything else, too. So that's outstanding. So what has been... If you're describing the show that like you just did for me, mm-hmm. And you're telling your friends, "Hey, come see the show. And I ask this of everybody. And you're going to tell your friends to see what part of the show, other than, you know, coming to see you, of course, or your wife. I'm going to give it, take the cop-out answer out.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are moments that you say, "Hey, this is really cool. Pay attention to this."
Our leads, Mariah Paris and Mitch Miller, are hilarious. They are both so funny and so specific, and the little they pack per there are more jokes per minute in this show than any show I have been involved in a very long time. And a lot of that has to do with their physicality, their line delivery. I just am such a huge fan of the both of them. But if I can give you a secondary one.
Sure, absolutely.
The people who are not as featured, there are a whole bunch of people that are essentially just like monolithically known as the poor in the show. And the poor are all so hilarious, so funny. You've got people like Rona Carter delivering, you know, taking a tiny part that most people would sort of overlook and just absolutely spinning gold out of it. You've got people like Megan Utek and Mike Sally, who are so confident and so incredible in their singing and in their comedy. I am so impressed with the entire cast. I really cannot stress that enough.
Cool. So how long does it run and where can we get tickets?
It runs through the end of September, September 29th, I believe. You can get tickets at the TPAC website, or you can get tickets at NashvilleRep.org. Or also, too, you can just come on down to TPAC and get a ticket. I believe that there are $25 rush tickets available for most of the shows. So if you are saying last minute, oh, I want to go see a show tonight, come on down. And also, both the Saturday matinees are all pay what you can. So like, come on down and pack out the Saturday matinees. We would love to have you.
Now, are you still downstairs, or have you moved to the middle section?
No, we are downstairs at the Johnson.
Sweet. Outstanding. Yeah. And of course, I'll have links to that on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thanks, man.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
So that is it. I'd like to thank Jacob York for stopping by again today via Skype to chat about Urinetown at Nashville Repertory Theater. Ticket information we discussed in the body of the podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282, or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter at @inexplicableds, @I, @D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, I think we'll have to go back to the 80s or at least 90s, do a little wedding singing. So we're going to try to get someone on to chat about The Wedding Singer, which is happening out at Chapman's Barn Theater. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnatune. We are not evil. What does it mean? Those are no fools.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.